the little room at the top of the house, just under the roof. Maybe it wasn't.
Well, attic.
Mm-hmm.
Ours was a steep roof and was put on that way so as to make room for the upstairs that we had, which was the second floor.
How many rooms did you have upstairs?
Actually, we had one big room. Mm-hmm. It never was finished. It was intended for about three rooms.
Mm-hmm.
But it never was finished. So.
Did people sleep up there?
Oh, yes.
What about, say, if you had a lot of old worthless things, like old broken down furniture and stuff, what might you call that sort of stuff?
Well, mostly it was worthless.
Mm-hmm.
Today, a lot of it's worth a lot, but then it wasn't.
You say that's
not... You mean you would like for me to say trash?
Is that what you used to call it?
Well, lots of time when people had something that wasn't worth anything, they generally called it trash.
Mm-hmm. What about a room where you could store odds and ends in, like things that you didn't have any use for but that you didn't want to throw out yet? What might you call a place where you could keep them?
I don't know.
I was wondering, would you call it a storeroom or junk room or lumber room?
Well, a lot of people had a room generally that they could spare that they put stuff in that they called it a junk room.
Mm-hmm.
We never did have a room to spare to put anything in.
Yeah, a large family.
Including myself, there was 12 children.
Gosh.
Nine girls and three boys.
About the housework, say if a woman might say if her house was in a big mess, she'd say, I have to
scrub and clean up.
Okay. And what she'd sweep with would be the...
A broom.
And say if the broom was in the corner and the door was open so that the door was sort of hiding the broom, you'd say that the broom was where?
Behind the door.
And do you remember on some houses on... The outside of the house would be covered with boards that lap over each other?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Weatherboarding.
Mm-hmm.
Today they call it shiplap or siding.
Mm-hmm.
But at that time we knew it as weatherboarding.
Hmm. Say a long time ago, say on Monday, women would gather up the clothes and do the...
The washing.
And on Tuesday?
And do the ironing.
Uh-huh. What might they call both washing and ironing together?
Laundry.
Uh-huh. Did they used to use that word much, laundry?
Not, they didn't associate it too much that way. Most of them used the word washing.
Mm-hmm.
Laundry came into... really into use later on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some people back at that time may have been well enough off that they had a place in their house or a room that they called the laundry.
Mm-hmm.
But our washing took place outside at the old wash pot.
Mm-hmm.
And the battling block.
Oh, it's a battling block.
It was a piece of longleaf pine stump or log,
mm-hmm.
about 3 foot high and about 2 foot across the top.